I'm Ben Ansell, Professor of Comparative Democratic Institutions at the University of Oxford, and this week we're rethinking how we talk about immigration. According to the Office for National Statistics, 60% of population growth in the last two decades has come from immigration, despite a commitment for much of that time to keep net migration below 100,000 people a year. But whether you're liberal or sceptical about immigration, one thing we can all agree on is that it's a divisive issue. Indeed, polling from the British Social Attitudes Survey suggests that we are now more divided on immigration, by age, by education, by political party, than at any time since 2011. Surveys before the last election suggested a majority wanted net migration to fall. But polling also suggests the UK has some of the most positive attitudes towards immigration of any country in Europe. So, is it time to rethink immigration? Let's start with division and what we have in common. How can we narrow the chasm on immigration? Sundar Katwala is the director of British Future, a think tank specialising in immigration, integration and British identity, and the author of the recent book, How to Be a Patriot.
I think it's true to say that British public opinion is much more nuanced than people recognise and less polarised, but it is also a heated and heightened debate for lots of people. And that's because it's an important topic. It's about who we are, who we want to be, how we got here, whose voice gets heard. So there's that sense of fear and change and loss and threat. So it does matter. But most people are balancers on immigration. They think there are pressures, high population change, who's building the houses, what happens to the health service, how are we handling integration. They think there are gains too. What would the NHS do without immigration in the long term? Didn't it improve some of the culture